理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 Mrs. John Dashwood now declared herself to be the mistress of Norland, and her mother and sisters-in-law were now treated as visitors. John Dashwood treated them kindly and explained that they were welcome to live at Norwood with himself, his wife, and their child until they could find a proper home for themselves. His stepmother, having no other place to live, accepted, but was quite eager to find another home nearby to move to. She was content, however, to continue living in the home that had brought her so much joy. She was thus quite happy to remember her gentle husband, but such memories brought a great deal of pain as well. When Mrs. Dashwood was cheerful, no other person could be more so, but when she was upset, no other on earth could be as sad and disturbed as she. Mrs. Dashwood really had no calm emotions and felt everything with extreme emotion. Mrs. John Dashwood did not approve of her husband's decision to give each of his sisters £1,000. She often told her husband that giving his half-sisters such a great amount of money would be robbing his own child of his future wealth. Besides, his sisters were only his half-sisters, being that his father had married Mrs. Dashwood after his own mother had died. Therefore, they were hardly related.
"It was my father's last request to me," replied her husband, "that I should assist his wife and daughters."
He did not know what he was talking of, as he was near death and could not think correctly. Otherwise, he would never have asked you to take part of your son's fortune away from him.
He did not ask for a particular amount of money, my dear Fanny. He only requested that I help make their lives more comfortable, as he can no longer help them. I promised my father I would help them. So I must help them when they leave Norland and settle in a new home.
Well, please help them, but you do not have to give them £3,000. That money will never be returned. What will our poor son do?
Yes, that amount of money would make quite a difference indeed. Perhaps when our little Harry will have a large family some day, and greatly need that £3,000.
Yes, indeed.
Perhaps then it would be better for everyone if I gave each of the girls £500 instead of £1,000. £500 would be a great increase to their fortunes.
Oh, yes! You would be an excellent brother for it, and they are only half-sisters. They could not expect to receive more than that.
They cannot think, then, that I have not helped them to live in comfort.
Yes, if you believe that you are able to afford that amount. £1,500 is still a great deal of money.
Certainly, and I think I can afford to give them £500 each. Without any more from me, they will each have £3,000 when their mother dies, which is a comfortable fortune for any young woman.
It is a great fortune. Together they will have nearly £10,000, a great fortune indeed.
That is true, and therefore I wonder if perhaps I should instead give something to their mother, as the girls each have a fortune and will marry wealthy men. £100 a year would make them all perfectly comfortable. His wife did not agree with this plan, however.
I believe it would be better to give them £1,500 rather than give their mother £100 a year, as she could live far longer than 15 years. She could live for many more years than 15, which could be quite expensive.
15 years? My dear Fanny, she cannot live more than 7 or 8.
Perhaps not, But people always live longer if they're paid for it. She is healthy, and only 40 years old. Yearly payments can be troublesome. When my father died, my mother promised to pay yearly payments to 3 servants, and it was quite a bother to her. She could not spend her money freely, as she had those troublesome payments each year.
"It is certainly an unpleasant thing," replied Mr. Dashwood.
"No doubt, and you would receive no thanks for it. If I were you, I would not promise them yearly payments because they will always expect them. It may be very inconvenient some years to give them 100 or even 50 pounds.
"I believe you are right, my love. It will be better if I give them a present of 50 pounds when I have the money to give them."
"Indeed. And I believe your father did not know you planned to give them money at all. The help he thought of was only to help them move into a new home. Your sisters and mother will be quite comfortable with 7,000 pounds together. They will live so cheap. They will have no carriage, no horses, and hardly any servants."
"I believe you are right. My father certainly meant no more than what you said. I understand now. When my mother moves to another house, I am no longer responsible to care for them."
"Certainly,"
responded Mrs. John Dashwood, satisfied with her husband's decision.